Shotgun. Marino throws deep downfield. It is caught by Fryer. Yes! Touchdown! Touchdown, Dolphins!
With in-depth analysis on the Miami Dolphins.
The Rangers call! That's on 4th and 5!
Live from the DolphinsTalk.com studios.
In my opinion, the greatest fans in the NFL, Miami Dolphin fans.
DolphinsTalk.com daily.
All right, Miami!
Good morning, everybody. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. It is Sunday, November 12th. We are one day away from the Miami Dolphins Monday night game against the Carolina Panthers. There is a lot happening right now in the land of the Miami Dolphins. First and foremost, the big news that broke yesterday was that the Miami Dolphins have placed right tackle Juwan James on injured reserve. He is out for the rest of the year. He will not play another game this year. And his long-term future in Miami is in serious doubt. Now, there's been a little bit of confusion about is he under contract next year for Miami and such. Let's just clear that up right now because I know that's what everybody has been asking me about. And that is the question on a lot of fans' minds. Here's how it works. Miami did pick up his fifth-year option. So, the Miami Dolphins hold his rights next year if they want. They have him on a one-year deal at $9.3 million, which is very high. He would be one of the highest-paid right tackles in the NFL. I believe the third highest-paid as of right now. So, it's a big chunk of change. But, here's how this works. If he's healthy by the first week of March, when they start the 2018 league year, I don't know the exact date. It's usually, you know, March 8th, 9th, somewhere around there. If he's healthy that first week of March, Miami can release him and not have any hit on their salary cap. So right now, the Miami Dolphins hold all the cards in that if they want to keep him for just one more year, they can at $9.3 million. If they want to work out a long-term deal with Juwan James, they can, and lower the salary cap number, which I'm sure James would be. That is something he probably wants. He probably wants some security, and he probably wants to work out a long-term deal. So Miami has that option. And option three, as long as he is healthy by March, James, which, I mean, it is a hamstring injury. It doesn't sound like it's, you know, it's bad enough for him to miss the next 8 games, but it doesn't sound like it's something that will tie him up for, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 months here. So as long as he is healthy by that first week of March, Miami can send him to the curb and say goodbye and not have any hit on the salary cap. So the Miami Dolphins hold all the cards when it comes to Juwan James right now. They will have to make a choice come next March. To speculate now would just be crazy because so much can happen between now and then. We just don't know. So I'm not even going to try. And Joe Shad, in his press conference yesterday, Adam Gase had a press conference, and Joe Shad asked him, would you like to see him on the roster next year? Speaking of James, Adam Gase, he had many options for that question, and he could have said yes, but he did not say yes. He said it's a long way away. We have a process, blah, blah. So it sounds like they don't even know what they want to do with Juwan James at this time. And that will play out over the course of the offseason. So we'll see. But Juwan James out for the year. So he will not play again this year. Now, what does that mean? Right tackle as of today. The plan is starting with tomorrow night against the Panthers, Monday Night Football. Jesse Davis will be the starting right tackle. He will get the first crack at the position. And a lot plays into this. One, if he plays well, let's say he plays really well, then that makes the choice on James a little bit easier next year. Because if he plays well, and don't forget, Jesse Davis is a natural offensive tackle. That's what he was in college. That's his position. He's not great at it, obviously, but that's his position. So if he sort of steps up here and plays well over the course of the next 8 games at right tackle. He is a cheaper alternative next year than James. But that, once again, it's a long ways off. Short term, James gets the Jesse Davis gets the first shot here. If he doesn't play well, let's just say he doesn't play well, he struggles, then short term, Miami will go to someone like Sam Young. Sam Young, he's an older offensive tackle. We all know who Sam Young is. Not very good, but is what it is. If each one of those, look, there's still 8 games to be played here. So say they both just can't get the job done, then Miami has to go outside the house and find someone. Yes, they did pick up someone off the Cleveland Browns practice squad this week. Okay, but I'm not sure they want him to actually start games at right tackle right away. So Jesse Davis still have at least one game, possibly more, to show he can man that position. If he's having a hard time, they'll probably go to Sam Young off the bat. Once again, don't expect much out of Sam Young. But if they each are having a hard time, they're going to have to go outside the house and pick up someone as a free agent. I know the Lions this week just cut Greg Robinson, who has played both tackle and guard. Again, he's not a very good player. He was released for a reason. But someone like that, not necessarily him per se, but someone like that, there are some guys out there who just maybe have a little more experience at right tackle if these two guys in Jesse Davis and Sam Young struggle. So we'll see. That's something to watch Monday night as the Panthers, look, they're a very good defense. Very good. And I'm about to talk about that soon, what Miami is in store for. This is not the week you want to lose Juwan James by any stretch, but it is what it is. The offensive line, which has been bad this year, it's been bad. There's no way to sugarcoat it. There's no way to put on a positive spin. The offensive line's bad, okay? And to lose one of your better players on that line is not good. So they'll go into this game with the offensive line not in great shape. Ted Larson, it sounds like he's going to play at left guard. So he will be back, but it's like you sort of plug one spot and now you got to leak somewhere else. So you sort of fix the left guard spot, which I'm not even sure it's really fixed because he hasn't played all year. But let's just say it's fixed. You fix one spot, now right tackle's a mess. So it's sort of like they can't catch a break this year with the offensive line. And we'll see how it goes. One other thing before I get into the preview of the Panthers game. There's been a lot of talk, I see, and there's some confusion on to whether Miami will wear their throwback uniforms Monday night against the Panthers, because I guess there's an ESPN promo which sort of highlights all of Miami's plays in their throwbacks. They are not. They are, by rule, they are only allowed to wear their throwback uniforms twice in a year, and Miami has announced they will wear them on the Monday night home game against the Patriots and on the final home game of the year against the Bills. So tomorrow night, Miami will be wearing their normal, regular, everyday uniforms and not be wearing throwbacks. Just wanted to clear that up because I know there's been a lot of talk about it and a lot of confusion. They are not wearing their throwbacks tomorrow night, for those of you who care about uniforms. Let's get into this Panthers game some. This is a big game. It's a big game for a lot of reasons, as Miami sits right now at 4-4. I don't think they're really going to make the playoffs this year, honestly, if you ask me today. Just too many issues on offense, too many issues on the offensive line. But at 4-4, they're in the mix. They are right in the mix. I think right now they sit as the 7 seed, so they're one spot out of the playoffs, I believe, last I checked. So, I mean, they're right there, and they still got 2 games against the Bills, 2 games against the Patriots. So everyone they need to beat to get into the playoffs is on their schedule. And that's what you want. You want to control your own fate. You want your fate in your hands. So Miami couldn't ask for anything more. So at 4-4, is the season over? Not by a long shot. But you got to look at things also realistically. And realistically right now, the Miami Dolphins offense is not good. I know the Raiders game last week, they sort of showed some life. And we saw a 3-touchdown game out of Jay Cutler. He also threw for over 300 yards. So things sort of popped to life. But still, money time late in that game, Miami's offense stalled multiple times around midfield, could not pick up the first down and keep the drive alive and put up the points that were needed. So it was a nice game from the offense, but still, overall, they struggled. And now we're starting to see some injuries mounting up here with James out and Parker's back. And he played well last week, but he didn't look like he was 100%. So I still have a lot of questions about this offense. And let's get into the Panthers some. They are legit on defense. They are a very good team on defense. They are ranked 4th against the run, 12th against the pass. The longest run they have surrendered this year has only been 25 yards. That is really amazing that through, I think they played, what, 8 games? I think they already had their bye. Through 8 games, the longest run they have surrendered is only 25 yards. On average, they only give up roughly 78 yards per game. Another great stat for the Panthers' run defense. And when you have Miami's offensive line right now, which is a bit in shambles, and even when it was healthy, it wasn't playing well, I don't know how Miami's going to be able to run the ball here with a lot of success. Because Miami, look, they're still playing 2 unproven running backs. When you go to Williams, who didn't even run the ball a lot last week, he's mainly just sort of the passing down running back, and it's fine for what he is. But then you go to Drake. This is going to be a real test for Drake. If Drake, and as many of you know, I am not as high on Drake as a lot of you are who are listening, or as a lot of other Miami Dolphins fans are. He's a nice player, don't get me wrong. I just don't see him as an every down featured back. And he played okay last week versus the Raiders. He essentially had one nice long run. And other than that, it was just, you know, nothing special. Okay. To me, he looked like a backup running back in this league who broke one play. He had one nice play. That's what it looked like to me. And the Raiders are not very good on defense, okay? They are not very good. So this week he gets a real test in that his offensive line isn't healthy and it's not very good. And he's playing a real run defense. So Drake, if he wants to shut up people like me, he can head out there on Monday night and play the game of his life and prove me wrong. I don't know if that's possible, though, honestly. I think the Panthers are going to exploit Miami's offensive line weaknesses this week, and I think they will make life hell for the Miami Dolphins offense. I think this team is the type of matchup that the Miami Dolphins don't want to see, in that they're stout against the run, and they bring a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And Miami's offensive line this year, as I hate to keep harping on, but that is the issue with this offense right now, because Jay Cutler's playing better, the wide receivers are playing better, heck, even the tight end in Julius Thomas has sort of shown some signs of life the past few weeks. He's playing better, but this offensive line, I do not know how they will be able to contain and block this Panthers front 7. First and foremost, if I am the Miami Dolphins, I will plant Thomas and Fasano next to Jesse Davis all night long and say, help that kid out, because you cannot leave him on an island by himself. On the left side, Laremy Tunsil is going to have to play. Look, he's going to have to do it alone this week. He's going to have to shut down whoever he's blocking on the left side. And we need Ted Larson to be everything we hope he is, that there's no rust, that he's 100% healthy, and that he can play like he is. And we need Mike Pouncey to look like the Mike Pouncey of years past and not the Mike Pouncey of this year. That's asking a lot. And I'm not sure if that's even realistic, honestly. I think the Miami Dolphins this week will struggle to score points, because the Panthers are at home Monday night, so they're going to be into it. The crowd's going to be into it. And we need the Miami Dolphins to somehow, if they want to win, bring their A game on offense. Not their B game, because that ain't going to be good enough, probably. They need to bring their A game on offense. And if they do that, they have a shot. They have a shot. But I do think this is a matchup nightmare for the Dolphins against this Panthers defense. Charles Johnson, Julius Peppers, Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, Mike Adams. I mean, this team has players that are very good. And if you look at the stats, you look at the numbers, look at the rankings for that unit, it is no joke, okay? No joke. So we'll see how it goes. I don't have a lot of confidence in the Miami Dolphins offense, putting up a lot of points. I do think if they are going to win this game, it would be a low-scoring affair. So that's how I see it. On the other side of the ball, Miami on defense. I kind of like this matchup for Miami some. I mean, it's not great because you're still facing Newton, who's a, look, I'm not a huge fan of Cam Newton, but he's a good quarterback. He's not great. Let's get that clear. He's not a great quarterback, but he's good, and the threat he presents with his legs is obviously something you have to account for. The rookie, Christian McCaffrey, has been tremendous out of the backfield, receiving the ball, and since they did trade their top wide receiver to the Bills, McCaffrey seems to be their number one receiving threat. So guys like Alonzo, Lawrence Timmons and such, they're going to have to account for him in the passing game for sure this week. The Panthers wide receivers right now are nothing special. They have Funchess, Samuel, Russell Shepard. So, I mean, nothing that really puts the fear of God into you, which if I'm Miami, that sort of plays into your hand because the Miami Dolphins are playing two young cornerbacks, so that's good there, I guess. But they're still pretty much a smash-mouth team. A lot of screen passes. So, and as we saw the Miami game against the Jets the second time around, the Jets screened Miami to death, and they picked up chunk yardage time after time in that game. So the Miami Dolphins better be ready for a lot of screen passes, probably to McCaffrey, as he is their guy in the passing game these days, and they better be ready for it. So I would expect them to come out and throw a lot of screens this week. But Miami on defense overall, they started off the season red hot. I mean, you could not run on them. They were playing pretty good versus the pass, especially after they let go of Maxwell. But week after week, they're starting to show cracks, this Miami Dolphins defense. They're starting to show cracks, and they're not playing as good as they have in weeks past. Now, heading into last week's game against the Raiders, I did say that the Raiders are a big-time offense, and they would put up a lot of points against pretty much anybody, and especially Miami, and nice weather, on grass, outdoors, no wind, rain, snow. So in that game, I am not shocked that the Raiders put up a lot of points. But overall, Miami has to get back to what they were doing in September on defense. Now, the Panthers offense, it really is all Cam Newton. If Newton's having an off night, that is a miserable offense because they really don't have any big threats at wide receiver. And the running game, it's okay. It's not great. It's okay. So this is an offense that totally is dependent on Newton. If Newton's having an off night, they will have a lot of trouble putting up points. If Newton's on, then he is running with the ball, throwing and passing the ball long, they're a tough offense to stop just because of the threat Newton can present when he is on his game. So which Newton shows up really is the factor for Miami on defense. Excuse me. And the other factor here is Miami is getting back TJ McDonald on defense. I know there's been a lot of hype about this. And look, we're all excited to see Rashad Jones and TJ McDonald play side by side. There's no doubt about it. We all want to see it. McDonald was great in training camp and the preseason, but again, grain of salt there. That is training camp. That is preseason. Can't read too much into that. And a lot of fans have been talking about they have been talking about TJ McDonald like he's Ronnie Lott or some legendary safety. He's not. He's a good player. He's not even great. He's a good player. Is he an upgrade over guys like Nate Allen, Michael Thomas? Of course he is. So you expect to see an improvement. But he also hasn't played in a real game all year. And he's just a good player. He's a good, solid player. So you got to pump the brakes a little on what we should expect out of TJ McDonald this week and even in the weeks to come. But it should improve that unit. It should put a little pep in their step knowing they got back the guy at safety that they want back there at safety. And I think this is the first. Is this the first? Well, clearly it is because of McDonald, but I think everyone else is healthy. There's no real injuries on defense. Andre Branch is 100%. Jordan Phillips is back. Hayes is okay. I don't think there's really any injuries this week on defense to worry about. So everybody's there. For any chance of Miami to win this game, they have to slow down Newton, and it would be nice to get a couple turnovers. Miami only has 3 interceptions on the season. Fumble-wise, not a lot going on there either. Miami needs to get turnovers. They need to help the offense. Look, fair or unfair, the Miami Dolphins offense is bad. So this team needs to get turnovers on defense to sort of set up this offense with a short field every now and then. Maybe once a game at least, just to sort of help them get some quote-unquote cheap points. That would be nice. So turnovers, if they can create some this week, it would really be helpful, because I do think the Miami Dolphins offense is going to struggle a lot to put up points against this Panthers defense, which leads me to my prediction. Last week, I predicted the Raiders to win, and I had them putting up a lot of points, which unfortunately I was right. Again, anytime I pick Miami to lose, I really do hope I'm wrong. I don't care about these picks. It's not like I'm putting real money on it. It means nothing to me. But so I was right last week, unfortunately. It's going to be much of the same this week. I do expect the Panthers to win this game Monday. I do expect it to be low scoring. My pick is the Panthers 23, Miami 10. Panthers 23, Miami 10. I really don't see how this Miami Dolphins offense is going to put up a lot of points against this Panthers defense. The Juwan James injury really is killer. Look, we've had a lot of injuries this year, clearly to Ryan Tannehill. Probably behind that injury, this is the worst injury Miami has faced this year. Losing guys like Lippitt, Raekwon, that's bad, but those guys can be replaced. But Miami went into this year with only 2 legit offensive guys at left tackle, right tackle. 2 legit tackles. That's all they had. For one to go down 8 games in and to be out for the rest of the year, it really is a back-breaking injury. I do not know how they can replace him. I don't think they will replace him. And I think the right side of the line is going to be really, really tough to watch the rest of the year. Jesse Davis, again, hope he proves me wrong. This is his moment. Now, he's got 8 games. If he plays well for 8 games, he can win that job for next year and years to come. So he has a chance here to step up in this at this time and win that job long term. We've seen him play at left guard, and he has struggled mightily at pass blocking at left guard. So at right tackle, he's going to be facing much better pass rushers there. I don't know if he's up for the challenge. I hope he is. I just don't realistically think he is. And if I'm Miami on offense, they better plant guys like Bassano and Thomas next to him all night and help him on pretty much every play until he can prove he can man that position by himself. Because I think a team like the Panthers especially. Now, when we play teams that don't have a defense, and I'll even throw one out there that's going to shock you, a team like the Patriots. The Patriots are good, but they are miserable on defense. Those might be, let's just say, easier nights for someone like Jesse Davis. But when Jesse Davis has to play a team like the Panthers, has to play a team like the Chiefs, those are the games that really have me worried, because I don't think he is good enough to start in this league, let alone start at a tackle position. So that is going to be the main factor to me Monday night. If Miami's offensive line can play well, I think there's a chance for the offense to keep the game close and keep Miami in the game for them to have a chance to win. I do think that. But it comes down to the O-line, specifically the right side and right tackle. So that's what I will be looking for specifically Monday night. So, like I said, I have the Panthers winning 23-10. Hope I'm wrong. We will see. So, it's Sunday morning as I'm recording this show. We probably won't do a show on Monday because there won't be anything to talk about again before this game, as there's not a lot of major news regarding injuries on the Dolphins at this time. We already got that news yesterday with James. So, we'll probably have another show on Tuesday. A little post-game wrap-up show where we will recap the Panthers-Miami game and what took place, as we usually do with the recap show. So we'll have that on Tuesday. So I would like to thank all of you once again for listening, and we will talk to you again after a while.